Now here, in the fourth chapter, the subject had changed. He passed from the darkness of the night to the light of the day. There'll be a cloud or two passing over the sun in this section, but for the most part, it's as bright as the noonday sun. And we have here, actually, a very great prophecy of the millennial kingdom. And the picture that's given here is a day when God will return them back to the land. Now he's going to make that very clear in this section here that begins with verse 6. And we have here, therefore, in verse 6, and I'm reading, in that day. And here we go. This is another reference to the last days. The day of the Lord. We picked that up way back at Hosea. And we found out that the first of these writing prophets and all of the major prophets picked this term up. And that day of the Lord is a specific term. And it begins with the great tribulation, the night, just as this book began with the darkness of judgment. And it moves on to the light of the new day, that millennial day that shall break upon this earth. In that day, saith the Lord, will I assemble her that is lame. And who is that? That's the nation Israel. And will gather her that is driven out and her that I have afflicted. And it looks as if God takes credit, or probably, let's say, takes the blame for that which has happened to the nation Israel. I was talking to a man in front of the King David Hotel in Jerusalem several years ago, and he was a Jew that had come out of the Nazi persecution. He had escaped death, by the way, although he'd been sent to one of the concentration camps. And his argument to me was this, that he had become an atheist, he said. He said, where was our God? Why didn't he help us during the time of our trouble? Well, why didn't he deliver us? And I told him, I said, well, to tell the truth, I think he was around. But I said, maybe you'd like to blame him for the trouble that happened to you. And he says, well, I certainly do. If there is a God, he would have responded. I said, no, you folk had an opportunity way ahead of us. I said, when you had a knowledge of the living and true God as a nation, my people, my ancestors were heathen, pagan, in tribes, one tribe in Germany and the other tribe in Scotland. And they were, oh, they were dirty, filthy, ignorant heathen. And you had the light. And some of your people brought the light to my people back in those days, and I'm grateful for it. And I said, in one of your own books, God makes it very clear. And he not only did it in one book, he made it clear in great emphasis. He says, I have afflicted Israel. Now I said, blame God for it. And if you'll just read it all, you'll find out that you not only can blame him, but he says, I'm not through with you. He intends to regather you. And you will, by that time, have learned the lesson that apparently you haven't even learned now, that you cannot turn your back on the living God, especially when you have knowledge of him, without being punished. This is God's universe, and you had a knowledge of him, and you rejected that knowledge. And, of course, that's the position and condition that our nation is coming in today. That's the thing that alarms me today, is the ignorance of the Word of God in this land of ours. Not only ignorance, but ignoring the Word of God, making light of the Word of God. They have this type of thing that even comedians use today. The devil made me do it. He did not. It's because you've got an old nature that's as mean and as alienated and far from God as it possibly can be. Don't blame the devil because you're the type of person that you are, because you got an old nature. That's the reason. And then others, well, I'll tell God on you. You won't tell God on anybody. You don't have to tell him about somebody else's sin. He already knows it, and he knows yours. You can't make light of him and reject him. God says, I have afflicted you. And God takes the blame for it, and he never asked me to apologize or to try to explain it away. So I think he did it, friends. And that ought to be a warning to us today as a great nation.